The meeting that's a preliminary meeting for the County Commission wherein we are looking through business for the day and preparing for the formal session as well as taking public comment. And we do have an individual that has signed up for public comment, Richard Davis. Would you like to join us, sir? If you come right up here and have a chair, there is a microphone there. And just to let you know that we're broadcasting and that we are recording this session, it's the policy of the commission to accept public comments. We don't respond, but we will, in fact, take notes. And if, in fact, it's something that should be agendized at a later time, we will do that. Okay. So the floor is yours.
Well, I won't take but just a few minutes of your time. Basically, what I'm here for is to talk about some of the after effects of the tornado, which left junk and all kinds of things. I think the state calls it a nuisance, but most of us call it junk left from the tornado. And we have some people that aren't cleaning it up, and assuming that they don't have the money. And I understand that Taney County doesn't have an abatement of nuisance law. And what I'm here for this morning is to ask you guys to start the wheel in motion to get what Senator Stater's office told me is called State of Missouri Abatement of Nuisance 67.402. Probably this won't help my personal problem here in the near future, but it may help some in the years to come or days to come, whatever. And I also would like to ask, and maybe you could get back to me sometime, if there is anything that we can do about this problem. And so with that, I'm just going to give each of you a formal letter and say that's all I got to say about this.
Mr. Davis, we will take your comments under advisement. Thank you. We appreciate it, sir. I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013, formally to order. And I would like to call on Helen Soutie, if she would, to offer an opening prayer. Helen? Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For those of you that have had me and my surgery in your prayers, I thank you. I'm doing much better, and my wife is tickled at that comment, I'm sure. First order of business, previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve November 9th and 27th, December 3rd, 6th, 17th, 19th, and 27th, and January the 14th. Those two in December.
Why don't we take your 2012?
Yeah. 2012
motion as one, excluding the January meeting, and
that'll
then we'll
be
allow
fine.
Brandon to post that. I will second the motion to approve previous minutes, November 9th, 27th, December 3rd, 6th, 17th, 19th, and 27th, as amended and corrected. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Please let the record note that Brandon was abstaining from that vote and that it was last year. Now we have a set of minutes for
January the
14th. I move to accept the minutes for January 14th with one change on a spelling error, 2013.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to remove previous minutes dated January 14, 2013 as corrected. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Accounts payable.
I move to accept accounts payable checks number 332184 through 332234, warrants 5736 through 5740, and transfers for paper usage.
That's sure. The motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 332184 through 332234, warrants number 5736, 3738, 39, and 40, and a journal entry for paper usage. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mickey, I didn't see a second sheet for that. Agenda request review. Nikki.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a few lingering requests. Number three, we have been contacted again requesting that meeting. It was a topic of conversation when you were out of the office. We wanted to wait until you came back.
Gentlemen, I don't have any objection to scheduling as soon as possible.
Okay. I get with them and go ahead and schedule it.
Yeah.
We'll do it for next Monday?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that, because there's contracts involved, that wouldn't go into exec, or is it just an open session?
We may want to put it on there in case the issue came up, just to make sure you gentlemen are covered and you can continue with the conversation.
Make it later then, so rather than early in the morning, so that we can go through the rest of our flow of business without, okay. if that's the case.
The second part of that, where the notes are at, mm-hmm. That doesn't have anything to do with the first part of the thing. I don't think that has anything really. We might take some recommendations, but that doesn't. That's two different items.
Okay, let me touch base with them and get more specifics on what they'd like to discuss.
Okay. The other thing would probably go into executive session, the last part of that,
okay.
For discussion.
Are you still talking about number three?
On number three, the last part of that.
Yeah. Is number four just a road petition? Is that something that's been through Road and Bridge as yet?
You guys have several road petitions over there. You asked to keep them on hold.
At the,
he continues to call periodically.
This individual.
Requesting to be on the agenda.
I wonder if the next R&B update we have, if we could not have a discussion about petitions that are before the commission. Is that all right, Dan, Brandon? Mm-hmm. That'll give us, and if you would have, they probably already have it in place, but if you would have Randy and Kathy put together a chronological list of what
they have it.
Those
I can get that to you,
requests are and have been for the last, if I'm not mistaken, several years.
Okay.
The number four, if that's in, I don't know which district that's in, pertaining to that particular part of it,
okay.
If it's in mine, I would give him a call and explain the process. If it's in Brandon, I don't care to do it for you.
Well, actually, I'm not sure that's the case, because that's up 65 far enough. It could be in either one of your...
In the new changing of the order. But anyway, I don't care to call him and tell him about the process. I'm not sure that he understands that. I've had a couple of calls from that area. I don't care to do that, but I don't think it needs to be... I don't think that... If I understand, this person doesn't even live in this... the state, and I would I can give him a call and tell him about the process, save him a trip down here.
Okay. I believe he's aware of the process. He just wants to keep it fresh in your gentleman's mind.
Well, there's another road that's in that general area too that I know is not added to the list of requests that are there. But we can have that conversation when we meet with Road and Bridge and the guys to talk about the roads, because they're familiar with them.
I had him look at two roads up there last week, and I don't know whether this is one of them or not. Ron is the reason I said that.
Okay.
Randy went and looked at two roads.
Is there anything that you gentlemen would like to add?
The things that are listed as number one and number two are going to be discussed, I think, today.
Yes.
When council, if council's here, I had a call earlier. One of the council members was not aware of that.
They
are now? Listen. Thank you. Guys, anything else that we need to talk with Nikki about for agenda or...
And you've got Road and Bridge scheduled. This...
I will have them scheduled.
Yes.
Is this Thursday or is it 4?
We don't have anything
scheduled. Oh.
There is the
next one.
Legislative.
Correct.
What is it called?
Salute to Legislature.
Yeah. Which is tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. And the breakfast with the legislators, serving legislators, I guess, on Thursday morning.
And you are gone, and I had asked if Shannon would contact them and let them know that I'm having my stitches out tomorrow.
She and I kind of both did.
Okay.
So, it's taken care of.
Guys, anything else for agenda?
No. The following week, is that when we go to...
I think that's in 2 weeks. It's in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For our mandatory
training.
6th, 7th, and 8th, I think.
Mm-hmm. If anything else develops during the day, we'll let you know, Nikki.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Soutie, could you join us?
Schedule this and talk to him about that. What's this, yours?
That was yours. You're here today to talk to us about Sewer District Board approval of Bull Creek funding agreement?
Yes.
Okay,
the Village of Bull Creek, at the last Sewer District Board meeting, submitted a funding agreement. I believe it's in the amount of $208,000, requesting funds to go towards rebuilding and improving three lift stations that the Village currently owns and operates, plus some other rehabilitation work on components within their wastewater collection system, based historically on what has been approved in the past their request would meet the criteria that we have operated on over the last several years. So the Sewer District Board approved their request, and as the funding agreements work, it's been submitted to the County Commission level for your review and approval.
Under the definition that you received from previous council, this would fall under capital improvements for sewer improvements. That's my understanding.
Under that definition, yes. And that definition has been the verbiage that we've compared each request to over the years. Does it meet that criteria? That's what we tested
against. It's over the last some years. Originally, that wasn't part of it. But.
Well, I'm looking at 2001 or two as several, I guess I should say, over the last few years. Yes, sir.
I'm not contesting you, John.
No, I understand.
These are some questions that we're having answered by counsel in the audit. But in line with the legal opinion that the sewer district received, and if I'm not mistaken, was moved on to the County Commission. The County Commission has, in fact, been approving requests such as these. And this request is recommended for approval by the Taney County Sewer District to the Taney County Commission.
That is correct, yes.
I'm going to make a motion for approval.
It's an intergovernmental funding agreement binding between the Sewer District and Bull Creek Village. Dan, if you want to add that to it.
Yes, that's so moved on that. Then you'll hand that to them.
I'll second the motion.
A motion has been made and seconded to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement binding between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District and the Village of Bull Creek as presented. Discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Nikki, I'm going to sign this and give it to you.
And John, these falls under the 25% monies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We track those. The Sewer District tracks those funds, and they, you know, according to the documents we have in the Sewer District office, they have plenty of money to support that request.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That question's been asked on each one of them, and I just wanted to ask it on this one.
Yes, we look at, again, you know, Sewer District tracks those dollars, and if somebody were to make a request and they didn't have those dollars on our documents, didn't show that they had those funds, then we would have to further discuss that. That would be a concern.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I know the village appreciates it, too.
Do you, for the edification of the media that is present, do you want to explain if they have some questions more about that particular project and what they're doing and why the Sewer District has, in fact, approved it? I mean, it falls within the guidelines of what your mandate is. And
yeah, I'd be glad to.
I just
was hoping. If they have any questions, they can reach me at the office there. I'd be glad to talk to them.
Our next item of business is the animal control lease agreement for 2013. Yes?
Our annual lease agreement expired last year, December 31st. I was contacted by Mr. Barry to draft a new one. It's been through the attorney's hands.
I guess the number in that coincides with the number of our budget hearing.
No. Well, I don't think it does.
Let me look at it now.
Okay.
What's their number, do you know?
It's, I think it's supposed to be 204. Huh?
The figure should be.
An actual agreement, it is 204. I sent the agreement to Mr. Cotty.
And you put this one in, that's last year.
That is last year.
Okay.
And I just wanted to make sure that you agreed with the amount that was in there. Because one of them was last year's.
That's right. That's it right there. Yeah. Okay. Now, how do we?
So what we have in front of us is a lease by and between the Taney County Health Center and the Taney County Commission to provide services from the Health Center for animal control. The agreement has been reviewed by County Council, has been approved by County Council, and the amount that we have at least tentatively put within the budget is the same that's in the agreement.
Motion for approval of the animal control lease agreement.
There's two agreements within those documents that you have.
Dan, if I could get you to withdraw that motion.
Well,
and so then to state a motion that first, that we will approve an agreement for the health center to provide animal control for Taney County. Very simply stated.
Okay.
Is that your motion?
That's the motion.
And then we'll come back to the amount in the actual agreement itself. There are two documents.
Correct.
Okay.
I missed that.
All right. And a motion to, I guess, terminology, however you want to put that, allow animal Taney County Health. Has it wrote on there, Ron, so that I can get it.
Just the Taney County and the health center enter into an agreement for the health center to provide animal control.
Yes. So moved then on that, because I don't have that language right here in front of me, but that's what I'll do.
Is there a second?
Second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement between Taney County Health Center and Taney County Commission for the Taney County Health Center to provide animal control in Taney County. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. Motion carries.
We need to date it. Does it need to be a date on it?
As presented at today's date.
I move to approve the extension of previous agreements between the Taney County Commission and the Taney County Health Department Board of Trustees regarding the animal control functions as presented, dated 1/22 of 2013.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the extension of previous agreements between the Taney County Commission and the Taney County Health Department Board of Trustees regarding animal control functions as dated January 22nd, 2013. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I would beg you all's indulgement. This is my first day back, and taking me a minute to get into the reswing of things. Next issue is the Treasurer's 2012 report.
Welcome. Morning.
Would you like to bring that 2013 treasurer up with you?
Yes.
Morning, ladies.
Okay, and this is my final official capacity as county treasurer. In compliance with the state statute, the outgoing treasurer will present the year-end figures to the county commission to have it spread in the minutes. In turn, finalize her job requirements, closing out the year-end term books, and officially turning the current documents over to the current treasurer, Melanie Smith. What you have in front of you that I just gave you is according to State Statute 54-150. It's the final tally as of December 31st, 2012, what is actually in the county coffers. This is money taken in, beginning balances January 1st, 2012, ending December 31st, 2012. The attached, you find the letter in the front explaining the attached documents that's on the back. Actually, we'll show you where the figures came from, what we have in investments right now and what we actually have in the checking account for daily transactions. The letter, at the very bottom of the letter, we've kind of broken it down to total cash in account, CDs, and the agency investments, and then total all cash. That's on the letter, and those, like I said, those figures will come from the reports that are attached.
The total cash that's in the cash account, that includes the monies that are in the, that are sales tax funds for
yes.
sewer purposes?
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge portion of that, is it not?
Well, yes, we do actually use some of that for the investments, but right now there would be more in investments of the sales tax than there is right now, but the investments aren't out there like they should be.
Right.
And we are getting actually a better interest rate on our checking account until we go out for bids in June than we would get if we invested it. So.
Is it June, or is that when we do the depository?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll have to go out again this year. It's odd. Odd-numbered year. But you can see we have $51,728,755.82. Of that amount, 29.5 is in the checking account, 17.6 in CDs, and 4.4 in the agencies. And then just for your references, the attached documents will show you how much is in general county revenue, how much is in assessors, road and bridge.
Help me out. That includes the $29 million that is sewer?
Yes.
Okay.
What we have, yes.
All right.
As a matter of fact, you know, it's if you were to look at, you did, that's where you got that 29,766 is sewer, you know, basically over half of what we have in there is the
sewer. Right, and then a portion of those are attached because of the outstanding bond issues for Bee Creek and for,
right.
So it's monies, a number of those.
Monies that are already promised, yeah. Yeah, it looks like a lot, but, you know, in doing the budget, this money's designated. I mean, it's just for already out there for jobs that you guys know are coming up this coming year. So.
Just as a note, I know that we as a commission and Rick as the auditor at our last budget meeting, I think Rick was there, with we had with Mr. Suttee, they are contacting bond counsel to see what, if any, options are available to paying that debt off rather than keeping that debt on the books and keeping that cash in the bank. There's no real reason for the county to keep the cash in the bank if, in fact, we can't earn money from arbitrage. In other words, earn more money on the interest than the money that we're expending on interest for the project, and we have to pay that money back. But he's going to get back to us because there are, in fact, investors out there that are expecting to make some interest on their investment through those bonds, and But we're going to see if there's any options available to us there that, that we might pay that down. This also includes, and I apologize, I'm just not trying to go through this. This has all the special funds that the elected officials have as well.
What we used to call the nine accounts. You'll go back and there, there's one that starts at the very top, says Taney County Total, Taney County Treasurer's Funds. And that starts prosecuting attorney.
Got it. Okay.
And all that. Those are the special funds.
Do you have a total on what those are? I'm just curious.
Well, let me see. Treasurer's funds, fund balances. Let me get it right here. Looks like it is $917,870.
So there's almost $1 million in funds that are elected official special funds that are outside our ordinary budgetary process.
Right.
I don't guess they're really outside the ordinary budgetary process. So I'm looking back at the auditor and he's shaking his head no.
They're controlled by the elected.
They are controlled by the elected officials rather than by the county commission.
But and that process has changed in the last few years. Statutes, you know, do say that they are up to the individual offices, but you have started, I don't want to say making, due to the outside auditor's suggestions, that all goes through accounts payable now to where it used to be that the office holder would just have to bring the treasurer a warrant and those could be paid out per statute. Mm-hmm. But they all do go through the accounts payable process now, which is, I feel like, was a good step.
Oh, I think it's a great step. Yes. I agree with you.
Takes a lot of pressure off just the treasurer's office being able to make that decision. Yeah.
Well, Helen, I, for one, very much appreciate this report and your service to the citizens of this county. You did a wonderful job as treasurer.
I did enjoy my job, yes. And you're in good hands.
We are looking forward to working with Melanie, absolutely.
Right. She does, you know, call me when she needs me, but she hasn't actually called very much, so she's doing a great job. And I appreciated working with you all, and welcome Brandon to
Thank
the...
you.
Your job. I know you'll do a good job also.
Mel, do you have any comments?
I don't believe so.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
We would entertain a motion for acceptance of this report.
I would move to accept the treasury report as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report as presented. With a little more finality, let's add the final settlement and investment report of Taney County Treasurer. Is that all right, gentlemen?
That's fine with me.
Discussion?
There is one point I would like to ask.
Yes, sir.
I should ask her. This is last year, and Rick's here, so he may be able to correct me on this. Last year, I thought in those special funds, and it may be because we have used them in payroll situations, and there are certain things that they can use them for, and some can't be used that are in the tech fund. But I thought last year they ran almost 1.8. Right.
And that's my recollection as well.
Right.
A big part of that is that some of the elected officials have stepped up and they've been utilizing some funds for purposes that they chose to use those funds. And it was a help to the county overall.
Right. Now, I just want to make that clear in my own mind because I'm...
Further discussion on this issue? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next issue of business, gentlemen, on the agenda is any appointments that the board would like to consider.
I think I put that on there, Ron, and the people, as we do in all cases, the people, we went through the area where they lived, and they actually lived inside the city limits and weren't able to serve. I think I'm the one that requested that that be put on the agenda. So as of right now, I don't know of any more
These are individual commission board appointments that we could either reschedule for next Monday or talk about. There are a number of boards statutorily that we are required to sit on.
Right.
Some of those boards are University Extension, the Solid Waste Board regionally, we have the Missouri Association of Boards, the TDD, the Springfield Regional Economic Partnership Board, OCAC, CLIO. There are a number of boards that we are to take part in and sit on.
Right.
I would like to move these to next Monday, if that's all right.
That would be fine. And
you all to think about them. There's also a number of others that Nikki gave me a minute ago and handed up that we could consider. That's 911 administration, economic development for the county, IDA, perhaps, NACO, Park Board, Partners in Progress, P&Z. While these are not statutory boards that we sit on, they are boards that we've been active on. And I'll have her make additional lists of what she's given me here. And let's go through.
One that I would like to take care of that I participated in, not as a board member, but is go ahead. And I didn't know whether, Brandon, we took care of the MAC board situation last week or not, but I would like to do that today. We have it on the agenda there too.
Whatever you guys want to take up, fine with me.
The reason I didn't do that was because I would have been voting for my
self.
Yeah, well, last week whenever we went through,
through
the process,
you can do that, you know.
Huh?
You can do that, you know.
I know I can. I just didn't feel that.
One of the positions that we have is for one county commission member within a first-class county and one non-county commission member within a first-class county to serve on the MAC board of directors. Those non-commissioners elect whom they will have to represent them, and the commission would have whom they, and that's what, and you would like to sit on it, that's what you're saying?
Yes, I have attended those meetings.
Do I need to nominate or move to nominate?
Either way, make a motion to appoint him to that board.
I would move to appoint Danny Strahan to the MAC board, Missouri Association of Counties board.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion carries. As I'd like you to take a look at these other boards, let's have some input on that next week, and we could try to get those seated. There are a couple of them that the presiding commissioner is required to sit on, so I will find that information and get that to you. I think CLIO is one of them, but that's the way the statute's written. And we'll bring those back up next week. Guys, are there any board appointments for outstanding boards? Did you all appoint some of the board members in my absence?
No. Ron, we waited on one of those. SIR board has one vacancy. We had one other P&Z board, the Branson one. We had a person that was interested and well-qualified, but they happened to live within city limits, and the Branson area has to be outside the city limits to sit on that board.
Are there any boards that we have, other boards that particular individual would be interested in that we have?
Yes, there is.
The reason I say that is there's not been a lot of people that have stepped up for those boards, and if we've got someone that's interested, maybe we should.
I made a phone call to him this weekend, told him that he wasn't eligible to sit on the P&Z board, and he said anything else that we would be interested in him serving on, he would be glad to do so. It's over in Brandon's area. I think Brandon's well aware of the individual and his qualifications on it, and so I let him bring that up whenever time comes.
We had a SB 40 board appointment. Gail Edenburn. While you were gone,
Matt came.
Mr. Lytle came.
Max Lytle.
So there was one appointment.
How did we have that in the minutes, by the way? if you would add to this and state that it is the Taney County Board for the Developmentally Disabled, that's the correct title for the board. SB 40 is the Senate bill that was passed to create that board. That's what it's commonly known as, but it's on
January
14th. Guys, we are scheduled for pre-budget hearing.
No, we've got the executive session minutes next, don't we? Or am I wrong?
Approval executive session minutes.
Where am I not seeing this? Marked it. Would you like to make a motion?
Okay. Motion to approve executive session minutes November 29th A, November 29th B, December 3rd, December 6th, December 7th 7A, December 7th B, December, I believe that's 13th, and December 17th. Okay.
These are all in the previous year. I would second that motion and ask that it be you and I that vote on it, since okay. Those are minutes that pertain to us. There is a motion and second on the floor to approve executive session minutes dated November 29A, 29B, December 3, 6, 7A, 7B, 13, and 17. Discussion. I think that we should add to that as amended. There are a couple spelling corrections.
Right, as amended.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. And let the record show that Brandon abstained, as that was during last year's session. Or that he did not vote.
Or did... Has Nikki got a pile of stuff here she's going to come back and get, or is this is, she keeps those,
well,
doesn't she?
We'll pick it up. My question is, on your agenda here, it says pre-budget hearing work session, and it's the commission conference room upstairs, but are we coming back, would we just coming back down here for the public hearing, Rick? I didn't. That's fine with me. It would be just to get ready for the budget hearing? Okay. We will then, according to agenda, move to the conference room upstairs where the budgetary information is at, have a pre-meeting regarding the public hearing on the proposed 2013 budget, which is scheduled for 11 o'clock. We'll be back down in this room and recording at 11 a.m. then. That will be it for open agenda business until 3 o'clock today, when there is a library tax resolution on the agenda. Formally, I believe the County Commission is required to pass an ordinance for the election. That's been brought to this attention by our election authority, the County Clerk, and therefore we will, in fact, bring forth a resolution for the motion that the County Commission has already passed.
Ron, that has been put on... was put on late, and so I would ask that it be a call-in participation.
Actually, it was put on before 3 p.m., but you mean it was a late add to the...
It's a late add to the agendas, if you... And I can call in on that one.
Yes, that'd be fine.
No problem with that. The only time we can't vote is an executive session on those, right?
Well, what's going to happen is we'll have to come out of executive session to go into the 3 o'clock. But that's okay.
Okay. All right.
So we will, in fact, stand in recess until we can get upstairs.